Shalom Avracha, we continue with Shmir Saloshin. Shara Zechir, Paragimel, Shir number 27. The Chavetz Chaim discusses why David HaMelech tells us we have to be so careful with our tongue, because life here in this world and life in Olam Haba is dependent on our tongue, of how we use it here in Olam Hazeh. And he tells us from the Zoya Kodesh that a person's neshama is mistalekis mimenu. A person's neshama leaves him if he speaks Lashon Hara. Let's give an example. A person sometimes, he walks down the street and all of a sudden he smells this very foul odor, this very bad smelling odor. So the person quickly covers his mouth, he covers his nose, and he tries to walk away from that smell. The person is detested, he can't stand that smell. He has to go away from it. The neshama, as we say every single morning, neshama tahayra shenasadami, neshama is tahayra, neshama is pure. When neshama hears that lashon hara, the neshama says, that stinks, that's disgusting, I can't stand be next to it, I have to leave now. The neshama leaves. What happens when the neshama leaves? What happens when the person speaks lashon hara? What happens next is, because of this, the person gets punishment here in Olam Hazeh. The punishment is Yisurim. Tragedy, Rachman Litzlan, befalls that individual. Then people ask the questions, I don't know, what happened? What's going on? Now, we should never point fingers at someone else and say, Chas v'shalom, something happened to a person. We should not point fingers at the person and say, oh, it's speaking Lashon Hara. We should mechazik the person, strengthen the person. But we for ourselves have to understand, there is a cycle of life that when a person does something wrong, Hashem brings a punishment. The punishment is Yisurim, here in Olam Hazeh. But not only that, the Yerushalmi says in Perek Aleph of Peya, Halacha Aleph, Va'akeren kayemes le'olam haba, that the main punishment for a person speaking Lashon Hara, if he does not do tshuva, is reserved for the world to come, for Olam Haba. So although there could be suffering, Rachman Litzlan, God forbid, for the person here in this world for speaking Lashon Hara, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The main punishment is reserved for the world to come. Now let's discuss the flip side, the positive. V'ish hachoysim piv, and the person who muzzles his mouth, miladaber devarim hasurim. What is the Chavetz Chaim use the lashon choysim piv, to muzzle his mouth? Because it's not enough to just keep your mouth closed, because sometimes we open it up. You put a muzzle, you put a protective case on top of the mouth, as if to say, what happens to such a person who's choysim piv, who seals his mouth from speaking lashon hara? Zoiche, listen to the words now. Zoiche lechaye Olam Haba, the person merits an eternal world, L'or Haganus, to a light that's hidden, a hidden light, a hidden gift, L'tzadikim, that's set aside for tzadikim. It's a hidden gift for tzadikim. And he brings now a very famous Gra that quotes a Medrash. And the Gra says as follows, Sha'al kol rega v'rega shodim choysim piv. For every single moment, a person that holds himself back from forbidden speech, Zoiche Le'or Haganus, he merits this hidden light, which we don't know what it is. As he says, She'ein kol malach u'briyo yochel ishar, that the malachim, the creations, cannot begin to fathom and understand this hidden light, which means like a reward. And that's why, specifically, Al Kain Hizir Yisrael David HaMelech of Hashem. That's why David HaMelech tells us, Hashem put us in this world to get the best out of it. How do we merit to get the best out of it? Don't speak Lashon Hara. Don't ruin it for yourself. Mi ho'ish hechofetz chayim, says David HaMelech in Tehillim. Who is the man who desires life? Who is this person who desires life? Ba'olam hazeh, ba'olam haba rather, in the world to come. V'liros tov, and see good, ba'olam hazeh. That's the person's nesor lashon chameira. That's the person who desires life in olam haba. and he sees good ba'olam hazeh, that's the person who guards himself from speaking evil. Now let's understand this for another second or two, another moment. What does this mean, he guards himself from speaking evil? You see something wrong, and it's burning inside of you, and it's really bothering you. But halachically, we're not allowed to say something. It does not fall into the category of the permission that we're allowed to speak Lashon Hara. And it's very difficult to be quiet. So what happens is a person says, where's the Yosha? Where's the Emes? And that's why sometimes people speak Lashon Hara. Because they don't think anything's going to happen unless I say something. They have to remind themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Hashem is there. Hashem is always there. And the more we can mechazik ourselves with that point, which is happens to be coincide with the topic of the Tehillim Shir, Shir number 31, that the more we can strengthen our Shvisi Hashem Negni Samar, I'm standing in front of Hashem, the more we can mechazik the reality that Hashem is in charge, we don't need to speak Lashon Hara. Yes, it's burning inside, but we know Hashem is in charge of the world. We should all be zoiche to mechazek our shevisi Hashem. I place Hashem in front of me, and I won't have to come to have this nisayin, this to fall prey to speaking Lashon Hara, and I could keep my oilam haba intact, my oilam hazeh intact as well.